This is Yemio Yeterin, and you're listening to Around Cincinnati. I'm here talking to the great drummer, Jeff Hamilton. He's worked with Diana Krall, Ella Fitzgerald, Rosemary Clooney, just to name a few. Jeff is a native son of the area. He's from Richmond, Indiana, and has gone on to play with some of the most amazing musicians in the world. And we're so very happy to have you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure. You almost make it sound like I'm not able to keep a job once I get it. But thanks for all those mentions.
Now, in the near future, you're going to be performing here in Ohio at the Tri-C Jazz Festival on Friday, June 28th. You're doing a tribute to Tad Dameron featuring the Clayton Hamilton Orchestra with the singer Diane Reeves and trumpeter Dominic Farinacci. Later that evening, you're also performing with the Akiko Hamilton Dector Trio, which is featuring Akiko, who was a Japanese child prodigy. Really looking forward to those performances. But the one I'm the most looking forward to is going to be here on the 26th of June. You'll be playing two sets with the Blue Wisp Big Band at Cafe Vivace, one set at 8 o'clock and the other at 10 o'clock. Are you excited about coming home and working with the Blue Wisp Big Band again?
Well, yeah. I came up with the John Von Olen Indianapolis band when I was growing up in Indiana, Richmond, Indiana, and went to school in Bloomington. And I would drive up to Indianapolis maybe 3-4 times a week to hear John play, either with the Baron group of Steve Ali and Claude Stifel and Marianne Moss, or with the big band. And so that sound is always in my head. I mean, John was such a huge influence on me and dear friend. And every time I would come by, whether it would be Indianapolis and later Cincinnati, he'd say, well, Jefferson, you need to sit in, you know. So I'd have to play a couple of tunes a set, you know, and then drive back to Richmond. But the band has always been, feel like I'm coming home when I hear that band. You know, it's such a unique band, and it's been together for so long, and the history that it has is so rich for that area. So, yeah, I've always enjoyed coming home and hearing the band. But it's a little different now because I used to go to hear John play because I was losing a lot of mentors, and John was one of the remaining ones that I could still go to for advice and talk to. And so it's a little different coming back now and a different feeling. But I'm happy to be playing with the band, and it'll be the first time since his memorial that I played with the band. So I am looking forward to that.
So John had started the Blue Wisp Big Band, and it's kind of since become a Cincinnati institution. What do you think that was so special about John that he was able to affect the players on and off the bandstand?
Well, I think in this music and jazz, that it's imperative that you have your own voice and you find your own voice. And John came a different route to find his voice by not coming up with rudiments and snare drumming, and which a lot of us have done. And in fact, played trombone until his teen years, and then became a drummer just self-taught. And that in itself is pretty unique that he had all of that talent and was able to nurture it and know what to do with it and rely on mentorship from people like Mel Lewis, who were really important to him, and just kind of follow his path for what he wanted. And he always started with sound. He always said that was the first thing he listened to, and he passed that on to me. Anytime I hear a musician, the first thing I listen for is the sound that they get with their instrument, not technique or fast notes or a lot of chops, just, you know, what sound can you produce? Can you fill up a room with your sound? And his sound was huge. So I think that attracted people to him without them knowing. I realized years later, I saw Gene Krupa on TV when I was 5 years old, and it wasn't so much the flashiness and the sing, sing, sing solo. It was the sound that he got out of those drums that I realized later on. That's what really got to me. So I think we can overlook that when we're listening to people. But you also play your personality. This is the only kind of music that I know of where it's expected that you tell your story. You're supposed to let people know what kind of day you had and how you feel about things. And John definitely played his personality. And I think people felt like they knew him from hearing him play. And I think those are a couple of elements that probably that you're speaking of why people were attracted to him and his playing.
You had an opportunity to perform with Diane Reeves on the film Good Night and Good Luck, which was also directed by local heartthrob George Clooney. How was that experience? Did anything about the Tri-State come up while you were doing it? Did any stories about Rosemary come up while you guys were working on the film?
Absolutely. by that point, I'd done maybe 3 or 4 records with Rose and worked with her quite a bit. And when I had met him, he seemed very comfortable and was hanging around the band a lot. And by directing the film, he would come over and they'd say, you know, we're ready for the shot. And they'd go, yeah, just give me another couple of minutes. And we'd finish a story that we were in the middle of. And yeah, we talked about the Blue Wisp band and how he liked to come in and hear the band every time he was back in the area and ask about Von Olin and wanted some stories about him that he hadn't heard. And he was just terrific to work with. And, it's odd because on the original shooting of that, I was in the film. I mean, visually, you could see me in the film. And when the final cut came out, you see my left hand on the hi-hat, and then they pan to something else, and they pan back to the band, and you see my right hand on the cymbal. and then they go right across the band. And I always say it's because I resembled George Clooney too much that they didn't want to confuse the characters, you know, in the movie. So.
It's true. I mean, you are quite striking.
So it was a great experience. We played live, and that's what he wanted, and we just had a ball. He was so great to work with, yeah.
What do you think it is about the tri-state area that attracts such jazz musicians?
I'm not sure, but it goes way back. You know, I mean, I grew up knowing about Wes Montgomery in Indianapolis and Slide Hampton and Freddie Hubbard. And just from my hometown alone, Joe Hunt, the great drummer, who played with Astro Gilberto and Stan Getz, taught at Berkeley for 30, 40 years. And Harold Jones from my hometown also, currently with Tony Bennett, and was Basie Band, of course, and Sarah Vaughan. And Andy Simpkins, the bass player with Sarah Vaughan, and George Shearing, among others. And so just that town of 35,000 produced those three guys. So I like to think that it's because we had a great music system in the schools, which I wish was more apparent nowadays. I felt like the music programs were more important to be had in the schools, and we had an incredible music program in Richmond. And I think through the Midwest, it's pretty much the same. You know, look at Indiana early on, it was marching band country. It was a big deal. And there were 85 bands when I was in high school that would enter the state fair marching contest. And then that was also, you would be in concert band, you'd be in orchestra, you'd be in choir. So I think that's one of the missing elements now. And I think kids not getting instruments early on is also detrimental, and why we're not seeing as many people continue on, because by the time they get an instrument in their hand, they're already latched onto the computer and their iPhone and they're distracted. And when we grew up, it was like, well, it's either go out and play baseball or practice. You know, I mean, what else am I going to do with my time? So I think we had less distraction to concentrate on music. And it was also strongly suggested by people around us that you nurture your talent and you practice. So along with that comes discipline. And in band, you get to learn how to get along with people socially. They've done so much research, as you know, that if you take music classes, you know, you're a more well-rounded person, supposedly. So I think that was stronger when I was coming up, and I think that's the reason for that area. I can't speak for other areas because I didn't grow up in them, but for Indiana, Ohio, you know, that whole region, I think the strong music programs were definitely important.
We are looking forward to hearing you when you're in town on June 26th over at Cafe Vivace. You'll be playing with the Blue Wisp Big Band, 2 sets, the first one at 8 o'clock. You'll see me at the 10 o'clock set. And also what you're doing in Cleveland with the Clayton Hamilton Orchestra with your best friend, John Clayton. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, and I look forward to seeing you at the 10 o'clock show. I'll try to save a couple of licks for you, all right?
I appreciate it. This is Yemi Oyedarin, and you've been listening to Around Cincinnati on WVXU.
Sometimes you treat me fine, then you get way out of line. Still and all, I'm sticking like glue. I know what I've got, but I don't know what I'm getting. So baby, I'm with you. I thought I'd try to switch, me someone rich, told myself, how big can I get? I know what I've got, but I don't know what I'm getting. So baby, I'm all set. My friends say I could do a whole lot better. If this keeps up, I'll soon need a nurse. I know that I can't do any better, but believe me, I could do a whole lot worse. Let's have it understood, it's you and me for good. Anyone who dives in has gotta go. I know what I got, but I don't know what I'm getting. You better know, baby, I love you so. My friends say I could do a whole lot better. If this keeps up, I soon need a nurse. I know that I can't do any better, but believe me, I could do a whole lot worse. Let's have it understood, you and good. If anyone who doubts it's gotta go. I know what I got, I don't know what I'm getting. Here's something you should know. I forgot to tell you that I love you so.